We're joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. A lot going on in Hillsborough, as always. Coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, there's going to be a meeting of the Town Board of Commissioners at the Whitted Building. Thanks for joining us today.
You bet, Aaron. And indeed, it is busy in Hillsborough, both in terms of lots of community activities. And tonight, this is our first meeting after the summer break that we have had. And we have a very full agenda tonight.
Yeah, talk about some of the highlights. I know I'm looking at some details, the next step in the process towards the rail station. The Colonial Inn is back on the agenda. I know people want to hear about that.
Sure. I don't know where that will take it, but we've asked the owners group from the former Colonial Inn to speak to us and, again, update us on what their intentions are based on the report from the DFI, that's the Development Finance Initiative, that report that came out about 8 months ago. We have a couple of interesting studies that we're looking at. One is a market study about the retail demand, and this is going to be very, very important as we are looking at some request from Waterstone about how much residential they want versus commercial. We have a space needs assessment regarding where town folks are going to be. There's at least two developments that are on our agenda. One is a development of 46 homes next to Forest Ridge, and this is a really interesting little pocket neighborhood called Ferrari Hills. And then there's some request for some special use permit waivers for the Bellevue Mill Apartments, which would be very interesting there at the West Hillsborough, as well as other events. The Running Club, which is a very active group, wants to do a half marathon next year and want to get permission to use some of the park space and the streets in town. Well, I could go on, but I think we're in for a busy night tonight.
Absolutely, and I'm looking at the agenda now. It goes on for two pages, and it's tiny font, so you're in for a long night.
We have a very board that really tends to sometimes we drift off. I mean, we're all human beings, but we actually we run a good ship and we can cover a lot of material. We're usually pretty expedient. I think we have a good process, but we're in for a bit of a meeting tonight for sure. There's just a lot of things on our agenda.
And again, you mentioned Fiore Hills, Bellevue Mill Apartments. Are the votes tonight, is it essentially a done deal, or is there still a lot to discuss as far as those go?
No, like the Fiore Hills, it went to the public. This is actually a good thing to be go over. The owner of the property came to us and said, here's the concept we want to do. The board said generally, yeah, that's the kind of thing we think we'd like to see. Go ahead and make the application. That's the kind of thing we would be interested in. Made the application, went to public hearing. There were some questions, and so we had a second public hearing to address some issues. That public hearing was in August, and then it gets reviewed by our planning board. The planning board has recommended its approval. It has to come to the town board tonight, and if the town board approves it tonight, then they're good to go. So it's a fairly straightforward process.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens again, meeting tonight of the Board of Commissioners at 7 o'clock in the Whitted Building. You mentioned the market study for retail space and sort of the long-term look at retail and office and industrial needs. What from that will people be interested in knowing about now?
Well, partly is how much commercial is reasonable and what kinds of commercial development would be reasonable in specific areas. Part of it's Waterstone, part of it's along the 86 and old 86 corridors and other places in Hillsborough. The town board has made it clear to just in generally we're interested in keeping a balance between residential and commercial spaces. We've had some interest from Waterstone folks. Of course, that development has been approved many, many years ago as a master plan. They've said that they want to amend the master plan to allow for more residential at the expense of some commercial. That was not well received at all by the town board. We'd like that we thought that would be a commercial area. This report is telling us in many ways what kind of commercial development might work there, and I think the report basically says some of the things that we kind of might want to have, like a higher some more grocery stores or something, is going to be pretty hard to find given you know, the, what we expect for the development of Hillsborough, but there's other kinds of commercial that would be very viable there, and not to give up on that.
Is that going to affect decisions that the board is making right now, or is that just sort of something to keep in mind when making decisions down the road?
We fully expect the Waterstone folks have said that they want to increase the residential. Again, that was, I think they were advised by the board to go back. You know, we're very flexible in the kind of commercial we want, but we're not really interested in taking the commercial lots and converting that to residential. I think they were thinking about coming back with residential anyway. What our board wants to do is make decisions based on reality, based on some information, and that was one reason that we invested in a third-party consultant to let's do a whole market study about not just for Waterstone but for the whole area. So let's get an independent third party because we know kind of what we want, we know what developers want to tell us, can we have information that can help us make effective decisions. And again, this is something that I think our board has a great track record over the years, both with some of the former board members and with the new board members on, that we come in with our own opinions, but we want to let's look at the facts, let's have a discussion, let's make this based on reality, keep an open mind. And so we certainly want to do that for the Waterstone developers, but we also have an interest in keeping that balance, and this report will help us just make informed decisions.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens again, that meeting is tonight, 7 p.m. at the Witted Building. If you want to check out the full agenda, it is, again, a long one, but it's available on the town's website. Next Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m., also in the Witted Building, there's going to be a candidate forum hosted by the Hillsborough Orange County Chamber of Commerce. All five candidates for three open spots on the board are going to be there, as well as Mayor Stevens running unopposed, but going to be out there anyway, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is going to be important. Candidates are already out making statements and are coming from very different positions and points of view. And local government is very, very important. I encourage citizens to stay informed and come out and see the candidates, hear what they have to say. Be sure and get out and vote. And just as a board, we want to make informed decisions based on the information that we have. I encourage people to check it out and hear what the candidates have to say and look at their platforms and participate in the process. That's important. That's what local government's about.
Absolutely. And again, that's next week, Tuesday the 22nd, from 6 to 7:30 in the Witted Building. Everyone's invited to that. Of course, it's free. Mayor Stevens, before we let you go, what else is going on in Hillsborough that people want to know about?
Well, the fun stuff, if you're into history, it's Constitution Day on Saturday. And if you're into music, Bluegrass Festival out at Moorfields would be fabulous. And there's a very, very special concert that is at Airmount, which is a soprano, Andrea Moore, and pianist Akiko Sakino will be playing on that 1797 pianoforte that is Airmount. So it's going to be a very limited conference, but they're having an early and then an evening performance with a nice champagne reception in between. So if you're interested in music, this is a great weekend to be in Hillsborough. If you're interested in history, it's great to come out to celebrate Constitution Day.
And all of those events are information about all of that's online as well. So check that out. We'll be talking about them again more and more as we get closer to the day. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much for joining us, and Godspeed at the meeting tonight.
Thank you, Eric.